doctor, you can call him at 866-444-DIRT. And here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Need to start today by saying that our thoughts, prayers, and good wishes certainly go out to our friends down on the Gulf Coast. We've got a real mess. I was listening to some of the news coverage of it last night and this morning, and it ain't over. There's a lot more coming. So if you got any chance to get in, get out of that situation down there, please do. If you're in it, best wishes to you. Other than that, well, related to that, I guess if you're on the outskirts of that and you've had some tree damage or anything along those lines that I can help with, give me a call. Anything related to drainage or beds or erosion or anything like that, I can help with. The people, the rest of you in the country, normal gardening stuff is what we talk about. We talk about it from an organic standpoint. Because it works better in every way. I was thinking about that this morning, that I might write a newsletter, one of the next newsletters, about why you should go organic. I guess I assume, you know, I'm around people all week that are into organic techniques and understand the difference and the advantages and all that, but a lot of people aren't. And I might do a newsletter, might do a Dallas Morning News column as well about all that. Basically, what we talk about here, if you're a new listener or new to this organic thought process, is that we avoid the things that hurt the soil and plants long term and the environment related to what we talk about. And we encourage things that do the opposite, do 180 degrees, that increase the health of the soil with every application, improve the health of the air and the water and everything that's involved with the environment, and have better production. I guess the biggest misconception about organics, and it's because of the way it's taught in the universities and talked about out there in the industry, is that it works better in every way if it's done correctly. And that's what we try to help people with here on the show. The telephone number to be with me, if you've got any reports to give us, if you have any questions, if you have problems with pests, if you have problems with production, if you want to brag about something, all that is fine. We certainly encourage, in fact, Logan, in some of her introductions, even brings it up. We encourage people to bring us ideas, tips on new techniques and techniques that we've recommended that we want feedback on. So give us a call. It's 866. This is the only number you need anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world, I suppose. It's 1-866-444-3478, 866-444-3478. Now, you're back up to what we talk about here. If you hear something, boy, that sounded interesting, and I didn't quite get all of it. Most everything, we try to have everything, but we may not cover 100%, and because we're working and adding to the website every day. The website is dirtdoctor.com. And it's heavy, it's deep, it's loaded with information. The library is where everything is in alphabetical order. And you can search, the search device on the website works really well. You can search for whatever you're looking for, an insect, a disease, a plant of some kind of technique. The search will pull it up for you, or you can just go to the alphabetical list and look something up. If we have failed to include something that you need info on, let us know. And we're, like I said, we're adding information to dirtdoctor.com all the time. The home page also tells you how to join our members area, the Organic Club of America. We had a whole bunch of people join this last week. It was interesting. I don't know what I said differently last week on the show or what happened, but a lot of people joining. The newsletter is also free, just like most of the website is, and you can join right on the homepage there. We have a mystery photograph every week for you. If you look at that photograph on the top of the page, they rotate. There's about five there in the button. You can just let it rotate until it comes up, or you can punch, click on the button on the right, and it will bring up the mystery photograph. If you identify the photograph, you get something else that we offer for people that costs normally, and it's our school, our online class that I teach, the Natural Organic Certification course, and it's an organic landscaping and gardening course, 15 chapters. You got to take a test after every chapter, and you got to complete. You've got to finish all 15 chapters and pass the test 100% before you get certified by the Texas Organic Research Center, which is our not-for-profit 501c3 not-for-profit corporation. And we'd love for you to get involved. A lot of people are, and we're getting really good feedback on it. But if you identify the mystery photograph, you get one for free. That's the prize. And we don't have a winner every week. Sometimes the photograph that I provide is a little difficult, apparently. We've gone a couple, maybe even 3 weeks at a time. Last week was one that we got before the show even started. Was identified before the show even started. So if you want to try to win one of the courses, take a look at the photograph and see if you can identify it. I forgot what it is. I'll have to look it up in a minute and see. SPCA report is good news, bad news. This morning we had Liam adopted from last week, and Liam was a cool-looking dude. I liked him a lot. But there's another really cool-looking dog that I'm surprised hasn't been adopted yet. And that is Brownie Smurf. Photographs on our website under the SPCA button. This week's dog is Barney, 5-year-old black and white Rottweiler mix, 75 pounds. He's a big guy, but even a bigger personality. He sounds like he's a lot of fun. He's in his water, his little pool on the picture for you. Let's see where he is. Barney's waiting at the Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center in Dallas. We've also, we've helped some dogs. I think Brownie Smurf might even be at the McKinney Center. Yeah, Brownie Smurf is at the Texas Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center in McKinney. So check them all out. Their pictures and all the information on our website on dirtdoctor.com under the SPCA button. Wherever you are in the country, you have rescue organizations that we recommend that you deal with to get your pets. It's a wonderful way to go. Help some great animals, and you'll be the better for it as well. Let's see. We've got people calling in, so we'll go. As soon as we come back from this first break, I will go to the phones for you. In Howard's Garden, I've had a couple things going on. In fact, I've got a tip for you relative to some In Howard's Garden that I was doing. I was using my little ads, my little hand mattocks, taking out some bamboo shoots, the little secondary growth that tries to come back after you take out the main shoots, which happens. It's happened more this year than I've ever seen. And I think it's because of all the rain that we've had. It's been able to keep those cut pieces of the rhizome of the bamboo alive. And so they've tried to come back longer and more times. And it's frustrating, but it's just something you've got to do, go in there and cut them off and sever the rhizomes just a little bit more. You don't have to dig it all out. You just have to sever it enough to where it dies out in the area where you're trying to control it. But I was, you know, doing my usual smart work in the garden, not using gloves with this thing, and I had been working really hard for a while, and I got a big old blister started on my hand right under my little finger, and I could tell it was going to be a problem. You know, it was at that point where it was red and raised, and you know that later on it's going to bust open, it's going to get sore, it's going to be a problem for a while and all that. Well, Judy had a good suggestion for it, and that was to put molasses on it. You know, honey on it. And we've recommended honey for other kind of injuries and things. She's used it on some injuries when she messed her hand up on a car door one time. So put the honey on it, slathered it on there, put a Band-Aid on it, and kind of forgot about it. And it not only took all the pain away from it, but it turned black, did not break open, got real tough, did not break open, and all is great. So next time you have some kind of an injury, a burn, blister, something like that, try honey on it, see if it works for you. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, I'll be back with you right after this, so don't go away. The number's 866-444-3478.
Texas Natural Feeds offers the finest quality non-soy, non-GMO, non-medicated feeds available on the market. Their elite line of feeds combines organic alfalfa, organic kelp, yummy peanut meal, omega-3, essential amino acids, over 60 trace minerals, direct-fed probiotics, and vitamins to make tasty and nutritious poultry feeds. They also produce quality sheep, goat, pig, and rabbit feeds. Ask for Texas Natural Feeds in your favorite store. Visit their website at texasnaturalfeeds.com or call 254-829-1317 today.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks don't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call now for a complimentary consultation, a $200 value. Call 800-705-6006. That's 800-705-6006.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy,
controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, the birds and the dirt doc are back. Our first caller apparently was headed to church and had to drop the line, but had a question that would be a good one to start with, and that is feeding crepe myrtles. What's the question? The thing about the organic program, that one of the things that makes it a lot simpler than using the high nitrogen synthetic salt fertilizers and the toxic products and everything is that we don't feed individual plants for the most part. There are some exceptions, some plants that really require a special kind of a tweaking. But for the most part, we're not feeding the plant. We're feeding the soil and allowing the soil to develop into this rich condition full of microorganisms, beneficial bacteria and fungi and protozoa and all the things that should be there. And then that life creates the natural release of nutrients from the warehouse that's in that healthy soil of organic materials to the plant. So we're using the same thing for crepe myrtles as we are for live oak trees and for blackberries and for tomatoes in the garden for the most part. So feeding crepe myrtles, what I'd recommend when you're first starting the organic program, and our basic organic program is this: you fertilize three major fertilizations a year with organic fertilizer at the same rate, no matter what the product is, for the most part, also about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. And so to fertilize the crepe myrtles, you're fertilizing the whole yard at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet with one of the quality organic fertilizers. And we've got them. I talk about them on the show. They're listed on the website and all that kind of thing. Secondary, we do foliar feeding. And we do foliar feeding with a mixture that's called Garrett Juice. And Garrett Juice is a mixture of compost, tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed. The formula is on the website. It's in my books. And you can make it yourself and apply it. It's a drench for the soil as well as a foliar feed. There are commercial versions of Garrett Juice available out there if you don't want to make home brews yourself. Some of them more powerful than others. Some have liquid fish in them, which gives you more fertilizer power. And some have beneficial microbes, which speeds up the process. That's the main thing we're trying to accomplish, is build that life in the soil. So crepe myrtles get fed just like most any other plant. If you want to push them into flower, the one thing that will push plants into flower better than anything, especially when it's used as a drench and a foliar feed, is the Garrett Juice mixture. Let's go to, is that Dyer, Indiana, Patrick? Let's see. Patrick, you there? But it's dead as a doornail there, Mary Rose. All right. How about that one? You there, Patrick? Something not working, Mary Rose. Let's see if we can figure that out. How do you get rid of Japanese beetles and black spots on the maple tree? I need to hang around, Patrick. I need to talk to you a little bit more about the black spots on the maple. It could be a couple of different things that we're dealing with there. The Japanese beetles, green Japanese beetles, are something that we can control with a couple, about three different organic techniques. The preventative is using beneficial nematodes, which I recommend to everybody that gardens, everybody that has any landscaping. Beneficial nematodes are beneficial. They're not pests. They attack and kill pests that have at least one of their life cycles in the ground. And that would be the case with Japanese beetles. They'll have a grub in the ground that the beneficial nematodes will attack and kill. Once they have emerged and they're feeding, the best tools for you for Japanese beetles will usually be the spinosad products. They're very effective on Japanese beetles. Japanese beetles, for the most part, we don't have a whole lot of trouble with them here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We do occasionally. They'll like the green June bugs show up on some overripe fruit and some various kind of things. But any kind of difficult to control beetle that you're trying to get under control, the spinosad products are what you want to look for. And that's not a brand name. That's the active ingredient in the product, and it's S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D, spinosad or spinosad, some people pronounce it. And it works, it's a product that was started as a beneficial living organism and then turned into a product. And it is under Bonide's name, Natural Guard. In fact, if you can find the Natural Guard product, I called that company, by the way, for those of you that have had trouble finding that. And somebody from the company called me back. It's a subsidiary of the Fertilome Chemical Company, actually. Somebody called me back and left a message, and Doug, my business partner, and I both have tried again to contact him and haven't talked to him yet, so we still don't know exactly where all the product is. But you can go online and find the product called spinosad soap and get it, and it would be really good for the Japanese beetles as well. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Got a couple of open lines for you if you want to jump on here at 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. And once again, you can see that mystery photograph there. Check it out if you want to guess what that is and win one of the courses, or sign up for the Organic Club of America. 866-444-3478. I'll be back.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high-nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day, I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And I was going to do some searching myself for stores that might handle that spinosad soap for you, but anybody has any tips along those lines about where it might be, and I'll continue to try to contact the company too, so we can try to make it more easily available out there for those hard to kill bugs. It sounds like it's a good product. I haven't even tried it yet, but the reports that I'm getting from Bob Webster, and I've been talking about it on his show down in San Antonio, and some of his listeners have tried it and gotten some really good results. Let's go to Frisco, Texas, and talk to Harold. Hello, Harold.
Good morning, Howard.
I can hear you. What's up?
Okay. I have a problem in my front yard with the St. Augustine grass.
Okay.
Last year, the yard was very thick, very good, very healthy. A couple of months ago, it started turning light green, and then now I'm dying at sort of a rust colored at the base. So I thought it might be a fungus, and I put a bag of horticultural cornmeal on it, real heavy, and I'm getting ready to put the Garrett juice on it, and I wonder if I'm on the right track.
Yeah, the from all the rain that we've had and kind of the turf being too wet and then too dry, I've seen a fair amount of that around. I think what you're doing is exactly right. I had a little discoloration in some ground cover that I got that gets in stress when full sun hits it, and I just put some whole ground cornmeal on it as well. Have you been organic for a while?
Yes, I have. I've tried to do everything organically for several years.
Okay. How's everything else look besides the turf?
Everything else in the yard is good. In fact, the backyard, which gets a lot of shade, the St. Augustine there really is doing quite well. It's just the front yard, and it gets a lot of sun. It's just really the east half, about half of the front yard. So I'm not sure, and I thought it might be the fungus. That's the reason I was trying the horticultural cornmeal.
Well, anytime it's in stress, the disease, the fungus can come along for the ride or, you know, be opportunistic and move in. So I think what you're doing is fine. There's, you know, with all the rain we've had, I tell you what I've had a tendency to do that's a fault is let things get a little dry from time to time. Is there any chance that has happened?
Yes, there certainly is, yeah.
All right. With the rain that we're supposed to get, you know, from all this terrible mess down on the coast, you may not need to, but you might try watering a little bit more, probe the soil and see how the moisture level is, both at the surface and down, you know, 6-8 inches in the soil, and see if you need to adjust the moisture in the soil some. The other thing I would probably do is spray some hydrogen peroxide, mix it 50-50 with water and spray it, or come up with, mix it with the Garrett juice at that same thing, 50-50 hydrogen peroxide and Garrett juice and spray it, or use the commercial product. It's called BioSafe. They have several hydrogen peroxide products that are ready to use. In fact, they've even got a hose-in sprayer product that would work really well in that case. And I think we can get the turf back in good shape.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
I appreciate the call. Talk to you later.
All right.
Let's see what John's doing in Dallas. Hey, John.
Hey, Howard. How are you doing?
Doing well, thanks.
We've got a 25-foot by 25-foot fig tree that's starting to lose leaves kind of early. I mean, it's certainly not fall yet, and we're a little concerned. Didn't know if this is normal or should we be looking for something?
No, it's pretty normal. It's the same thing we were just talking about. I think you've let it get a little dry. When a plant is used to getting a whole lot of water like we've had with the rains, you know, coming really regularly spread out, we've had a nice pattern up to this point. And now, of course, we're getting too much in some places. But when that happens, the plants get kind of spoiled about it. And then when you go through a hot and dry period, they'll try to adjust themselves, and they do that by kicking off some of the leaves. So that's probably all you're seeing. You're probably seeing that it got a little bit dry, and it's just adjusting itself.
Okay. One other quick question. We have a dead yew pond that's still putting up sprigs, and we didn't know how to stop it.
Just keep cutting them back. They're coming back from the ground, obviously, not from the trunk that's still there.
Yeah.
From the ground. Yeah, just keep cutting them back, mowing them off, and they'll finally use up their stored energy in the underground part of the plant. If you don't want it, that's really all you can do short of digging it up. There is, if there are any stumps at all left, you can drill holes in those stumps and get some saltpeter from the hardware store or a feed store. Potassium nitrate and put it into the holes, cover it with mulch, and that'll speed up the process.
Okay. All right. Thanks for your time, Howard. Appreciate
it. Thanks for calling. And the number is 866-444-3478. Patricia in Garland, Texas next. Hey, Patricia.
Well, good morning. It's good to hear your voice. I wanted to clear up something about this harmless way to get rid of fleas in cats.
Okay.
And I had called about this a couple of times, and I don't think I'd ever made it really clear about how this device works. It's a little electric device. It is about 8 inches in diameter. There are two layers. It's about 6 inches high. At the top, on the inside, there's a small light bulb. And what you do is put this around. Well, you place it on the floor close to where your cat has its bed or its food or where it normally is.
Mm-hmm.
And during the night, this attracts fleas to it by the heat. And when they jump in there, they get stuck to the glue board. that's down there.
Right. Does this have a brand name? Is it a specific?
I'm sorry, I don't have that available right now.
Okay.
I can email that to you.
Yeah, do that, and we'll pass it on. It sounds like a good thing to add to the pest control program.
It is. And what I do is comb my cat, and then I take the residue that I find in the comb teeth and put it next to the trap. And I've always had excellent results with this. And you can get them at Home Depot.
Okay. Well, it sounds good, and I'd like to try it myself. Little Tater is scratching right now. We can't find a flea on him, so we've either got the most incredibly tiny fleas in the world, or he's just a little itchy at this point. But I'd love to get one of them and give it a try. If you see the brand name, send it to me, and next time I'm in one of the stores like that, I'll look it up and see if I can find it there.
It's a good thing.
Patricia, I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. See you later. John in Delaware, someplace in Delaware. Hey, John.
Hello. How are you? I listened to you on the way home from church, so I have a question for you.
Okay.
I have a small garden, but I raise about 50 tomato plants. I have big cages that I made, and this year the problem, it seems to be, we make tomato sauce, spaghetti sauce, but getting these black spots, little black spots, and then they, when you pick them, even if I, pick them when they first start to turn orange, seem to make out better than let them continue to turn red once I take them inside, put them in a box. But they get these, like, blister spots, and then earlier on the bottom, they're getting these big black spots that continue to get big, and I was just wondering what was going on there. Then I have a second question.
Well, I think you got two things going on with those spots on the tomatoes, John. You're talking about it's on the fruit, right?
It's on the fruit, and it seems like I plant several varieties, but it seems like the early girl variety, which is like a larger, like Roma-type size, seems like they're more resistant to this than the other ones.
What kind of fertilizer program have you been using? What do you use, organic techniques or synthetic fertilizer?
Well, in the past, I haven't used any pesticides or any kind of thing like that. I've been listening to you about doing these more organic stuff, and that's what I'm going to head to. But I just usually use a basic 10-10-10.
Okay. That's something that I don't recommend. If you switch over to an organic product, I think you'll probably have both of these problems go away. I think you got two things. I think that the small little spots are developing are probably from stink bugs stabbing their little feeding mouth part into the fruit, and then that causes that brown spot to enlarge. If it's a big one and keeps getting bigger and bigger and it's on the end of the fruit, that's called blossom end rot. And that comes from basically two things, but they're related. It comes from the water cycle not working properly between the plant and the soil. In other words, the plant's not properly being able to pull up water into it, and that develops on the end of the tomato. It also can be related to a mineral deficiency, but the watering cycle and the mineral deficiency can be directly related. When you're using a synthetic salt fertilizer like a 10-10-10, you're not creating a situation in the soil where the trace minerals are readily available to the plant. So if you start using organic fertilizers, I think you'll see this improve. And also something that will help you is to use Epsom salts. A lot of times what's deficient at getting into the plant are sulfur and magnesium, and that's what Epsom salts is. You mix it in water about a tablespoon per gallon, drench it into the soil, spray it on the foliage. You can mix it with the Garrett juice mixture that I was talking about. And if you do a little of that, or if you use a little soft rock phosphate when you plant the plants mixed into the planting hole, is one of the few times I recommend anything actually going in the planting hole. You'll probably not have that blossom end rot ever.
How about putting peat moss around them when you first
I don't recommend peat moss at all, John. It's not that's a good. I'm glad you brought that up. Bob Webster and I were talking about it again on his show this past weekend. People are sometimes really surprised that an organic guy wouldn't recommend peat moss because it's a totally natural product. We don't like peat moss because it's basically antimicrobial. You know, you can have – they've found dead bodies, you know, corpses in peat moss bogs that are hundreds of years old that are still in pretty good shape. Well, that's not what we want. We want things to rot and stimulate biological activity. So use compost instead of peat moss.
All right, now next question.
Okay, let me put you on hold, and we'll talk when I come back, okay? I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and we'll be back right after this. Espoma Organic Garden Tone is a great product. It's specifically blended for organic vegetable gardens. Its all-natural formula contains Biotone, a blend of organic ingredients that supply major nutrients and trace minerals for a strong, healthy soil and mouth-watering vegetables. Of course, these products are safe for people and pets. You can visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. These products are sold all across the country. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. American Rio is the only high-quality lava product we have seen with significant paramagnetism. Their Maverick Lava Soil Amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. It can be delivered directly to you by one-ton tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I'm going to finish helping John, and then I need to cover some stuff that I need to do. So we got an open line for you to jump in here right now and load up at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. John, what was your other question?
Yes, sir. I think you've already touched on it. I started off on my squash. They were really producing, and zucchini. But I got those. These were whitish or gray, not the dark brown that I usually see, but those stink bugs or whatever they're called. And they just consumed eventually, really killed those squash and zucchini. And perhaps that's what filtered on over to the tomatoes, I guess, because I do plant them in the same garden, obviously.
Yeah, it could have been the same thing. It could be stink bugs. It could be a cousin of a stink bug, which is called a leaf-footed bug, which is a long, it's a stink bug. It looks like it's been elongated, and it does have leaf-looking legs. So
they were like thousands of them.
Yeah, that product that I've been talking about called spinosad soap, and I did a quick search, and there's a mail order place, and it's a nursery too near us here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area called Garden Variety Organics, and they do mail order, and they sell that product from their mail order. There's probably other places too, but that's somebody I know. It's called Garden Variety Organics, and the product is called spinosad soap.
Spray that right on.
Yeah, it's really effective on the stink bug type bugs and the beetles that are the hardest to control. It's from a company called Natural Guard, I believe is the name of it.
Okay. Yeah. And what do you use that hydrogen peroxide, and how do you mix it again?
Well, for disease problems, yeah, we mix hydrogen peroxide, the 3% stuff from the grocery store, 50-50 with water. And that gives you, you know, 1-point-something percent solution, and that works great. The commercial product that's a really good way to go is called BioSafe, and it's already mixed for you at the right situation, and it's labeled for that use.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate the call. All right. A couple of things I need to catch up on, and then we'll get back to the phones. 866-444-3478. The SPCA report that I did earlier, I needed to tell you because we've had questions about organic fertilizers a couple of times already. And the organic fertilizer company that sponsors that report is the Espoma company, especially their Garden Tone product. You can get more information about the Espoma products at espoma.com, spelled E-S-P-O-M-A. Great quality products, really pretty packaging. They're hard to miss in the stores. But the other thing about Espoma is they're available across the country in garden centers, nurseries, feed stores, farm stores, hardware stores. So that's one of the easier organic lines of organic products, liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments and everything there is on the market. The other thing is we've got a company that we really like to talk about that's so unusual, and it's Texas Natural Feeds. Texas Natural Feeds produces just an incredibly unusual and high-quality animal feed products actually, that contain things like organic alfalfa and kelp and peanut meal and omega-3 fatty acids, amino acids, trace minerals, and all kinds of things for all sorts of animals. It's TexasNaturalFeeds.com, not just for Texas, for people all over the country. That just happens to be where they're located. Their telephone number is 254-829-1317, and their website is TexasNaturalFeeds.com. Okie dokie, and back to the phone. Let me see who's next up here. Sue is in Delaware also, listening on WGMD. Hi, Sue.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I grew up hollyhocks from seeds, and they floated and they're beautiful. But now I've had no flowers, and the leaves are turning spotty and yellow.
Well, hollyhocks have a little built-in flaw. And just about everybody that grows them has to deal with this from time to time. And it's a fungal disease that hits. It usually hits when the weather's changing and it's been a little rainy, and then it gets a little too dry. In other words, a lot of fluctuation. Just what we just talked about, the BioSafe product that's hydrogen peroxide based, or make your own hydrogen peroxide mix, from the grocery store, mixture with water, or mix it even better into the Garrett juice. And that way, when you spray, you're not only controlling the fungal disease, but you're foliar feeding the plant as well.
So, yeah, I bought something, I think one of the Safer products, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Safer, fungus spray.
Yeah, the Safer makes products that are primarily insecticidal soaps, and they're fine. I think you're going to find that the hydrogen peroxide is a little bit more effective on diseases like the fungus on your
hollyhock.
Well, if you want to go the simplest route, just mix hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store with water 50-50. Better is to replace the same amount of hydrogen peroxide in your Garrett juice mixture with hydrogen peroxide. Use that instead of water and spray both.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate your help.
Well, good luck with your hollyhocks, and I'll talk to you later. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. We're going to have a visitor for a little bit first talking about mosquito control, so don't miss that.